The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Donna Adelson was handed, through an undercover officer, an envelope with some information in. This is when the police were onto what was going on, and they wanted to get her reaction of what is in this envelope, what is this about, and it's about the hit on Dan. She plays kind of stupid in the street, but then eventually makes a call to Charlie Adelson. Let's take a listen to that phone call. This is Donna and Charlie.
Hi, Mom. How's it going?
Oh, sorry. I grabbed the wrong one. This is Donna and Charlie.
A letter to you or something?
I've got some paperwork. Hand delivered to me.
You're being sued?
No, that's what I thought it was. I'm going to reach out to you.
Does it involve me or other people?
Well, probably both of them.
What's that?
Probably the two of them. So, you probably have a general idea what I'm talking about.
It's kind of hard to understand her, but basically, what she does say in there, it involves you and me. But again, kind of incriminating. It's interesting, her whispering on the phone as if, like, what are you doing? I mean, it's like, if you're going to be picked up regardless. But what's your reaction to that, where Donna is, you know, she's kind of realizing that maybe some people are, you know, at this point, she doesn't realize it's another undercover officer. She thinks this is just kind of part of the, you know, mafioso type hit deal that's going on, and discussing it with Charlie.
Yeah, she's certainly trying to be cagey. And, you know, this is a smart lady. She's, you know, in many cases has terrible judgment and she's pathological, but she's not stupid. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it also makes me think of a crime boss.
Yeah, very much so. I want to watch one more clip here of the whole clan. This is Wendy. This is her being interrogated, but reacting as some of the officers tell her that Don Markell has been shot and is not going to make it. I'm curious because, again, Wendy, no charges ever made against her. And obviously, this was her ex-husband or you know, so usually that's the person we're talking about that they're going after, but it's everybody but her this far. Let's take a look and we'll talk about her reactions on the other side.
There was a shooting at your home or your ex-husband's home at 2116 Trescott, okay? Your ex-husband, Daniel, all right, has been taken to the hospital. He's not gonna survive.
Oh my God.
Okay?
I have a lot of friends.
I know.
How do you know that?
Well, you had two of them up there for a last-minute lunch date, right?
Last minute?
Well, I mean, you went up there. You're sitting with them. You have friends.
I do. What I meant by it is that Danny didn't treat me very well, and okay. I'm so scared that maybe someone did this. Not because they hate Danny, but because they thought this was good somehow.
Oh, are you saying that you think maybe one of your friends would have done something
who
like
would
that?
Do this?
I don't know. That's why you're here, and that's why we're talking. Would you ever ask someone to do something like this?
Not in a million years.
Okay. Do you think someone would do this for your benefit without asking you?
No.
What good does it serve?
I made my brother, the one, his name's Charlie, the one I'm really close to, he makes a lot of jokes in bad taste, and it was a joke he made. He bought the TV for me this morning that got broken, and then I was talking to him about whether it made sense to pay to fix it or whether I should get a new one, and it was always his joke that, like, he knew Danny treated me badly, and it was always this joke. He said, I looked into hiring a hitman, and it was cheaper to get you this TV, so instead I got you this TV.
Okay.
I mean, he would never. He's my big brother, and he's been taking care of me since I was little, but he would never. And I told that to the repair guy this morning.
Right. That's okay.
He asked me how much it cost, and I said I didn't know because it was a gift, because my brother said it was cheaper than a hitman. It was my divorce present.
Okay.
Such a horrible thing to say. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But even my family, who felt like I had been mistreated, would never do something like this. Never.
Consciousness of guilt? I mean, she's literally offering everyone up on a platter, going, it wasn't Charlie. He just made jokes about killing him. My whole family, they don't like him, but they wouldn't do this either. I mean, why would you even bring those things up?
Yeah, it makes, I mean, her reaction, her shock certainly looks genuine.
Yeah.
Do people fake those things sometimes? Yes. But, you know, is it possible that on some level it rang true for her? Because, yeah, why even mention it if you didn't have this sense of, oh, my God, this could be what mm-hmm. they orchestrated?
And sense of is one thing. I mean, you can kind of get, you know, one can connect dots and go, I think this person might do something like this. But if you don't have proof of it, you don't know about it, you can't predict it, and you really can't do anything in terms of stopping them if you want, unless you go and talk to them. But you can't go and press charges or something like that unless there's actually something that's going on. But if you know about it, that's a little bit different. From Wendy, do you think it was just kind of that sense of, you know, I wouldn't put it past these people to do this. Again, because probably of that meshed family where everybody's looking out for each other in such an extreme way that's kind of how she knows life works with the Adelsons.
Yeah. And it seems like if she were truly in on the plot and knew when it was going to happen, she wouldn't have brought up her brother.
Yeah.
You know, she would have just been very careful to not go there and maybe have some alternate suspects in mind, or, you know, maybe it could have been so and so. You would have thought that she would have had the awareness to direct away from her family rather than mentioning them all.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. It does make me wonder, as they kind of take the Adelsons down one by one, if we ever are going to see charges against Wendy. And I don't know that we will. I don't know. I don't. She's the one of all of these people that I really kind of feel maybe didn't know, knew the mm-hmm. potential of her family.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.